Hi guys, so it is Monday morning. I'm supposed to be working from home, but my computer is acting up yet again, so I can't do any work. It's like been 2 days of no work. Like Friday I couldn't do anything, and can't do anything today because it's not working. And we don't get Comcast until Wednesday. So I'm like, oh my God. Like, I'm literally not going to be able to get no work done for the next 3 days. So I'm like getting paid basically to sit on the clock because I can't do no work because my internet keeps going off, kicking me off the server for my job. So I can't do no work. Can't call no patients like I'm supposed to be doing. So I feel like I'm just useless right now until Wednesday. Excuse me. I just burped. Like, even right now, I just tried to get on the internet and it's like saying that something's wrong with the terminal and I don't know what to do. So I was like, why not make a video, well, a podcast to you guys, because I can't do anything else. So I'm just coming to you guys. Like, yesterday I was really depressed. Today nothing's changed. I'm pretty much super depressed. I'm not feeling good and I don't know what to do. I just haven't been myself lately. I don't know what happened. It was just like everything was good. And then yesterday, Sunday came and I just haven't been good. Today's Monday and I thought I'd be better and I'm still in the same situation. I'm still depressed. I still don't know what to do with myself. I'm just all over the place. I just don't feel good. I don't know how to like deal with all these emotions, like sadness. Like, it sucks to be like supposed to be working from home, sitting at my computer desk, like crying. And it sucks because, you know, my job is I'm supposed to be, like, calling patients. I'm an intake coordinator. So what I do is I bring intake, which is, like, go out, you know, new patients. We call them. We set up appointments. We ask them about the problems, all that stuff. But it's kind of hard for me to want to do that today when I'm not in the best mood and I'm depressed and I'm sad and I'm dealing with my own stuff. So it's hard for me to be like, hey, what's your problem? Let me help you. And I don't know. I think I think one thing bothered me is that I don't have that outlet of anyone I can talk to. That's like bugging me because I'm so used to being able to like talk to someone about, like talk to my ex about a lot of things bothering me. You know, like I said, I don't really bother my friends with my anxiety and depression because I just don't want to put that on them. So I usually talk to my mom about it, or I used to talk to my ex about it, and they would like kind of help me through it. But being that he's gone, it's like I don't have that big of an outlet to really get all my emotions out. So it's been really tough. And I hate giving you guys these podcasts where I'm crying and I'm emotional, but at the same time, this is real life. And I always tell you guys I'm going to be 100% real with you always. So, you know, you're getting pretty much the real me, what's happening. Like, I feel like I'm falling apart, but I don't know how to put myself back together. Like, I'm telling myself to breathe, it'll be okay. And then I'm like mad because it's like you have people around you that are like, oh, I'll always be there for you, blah blah blah, you need me, I'm here, I'm not going anywhere. And then you reach out to them and it's like you get nothing in response. So it's like, don't tell me you're always gonna be here for me, don't tell me this, that, and the third, and then I don't hear from you. And then when I do, you know, try to reach out to you to check in on you, you don't even respond. So it's like, I think I just hate, for me, that's a pet peeve. Like, for me, if I'm going to be in somebody's life and I'm going to be a good friend or whoever, I'm going to be that friend and I'm going to be there for that person. I'm always going to be there. They can call me anytime, text me, whatever, see me, whatever, and I'm going to be there for them. But I feel like in return for me, people always say, oh, I'm going to be here for you, Sherelle. I'm not going anywhere, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm going to be that friend because we know you're dealing with stuff. And then you just all of a sudden just don't, you're not there. So it's like, really, it's disappointing because I'm always that friend that's like I said, that's there for my friends. I'm always that friend that's willing to do whatever I can, but it kind of sucks. So I don't know, so that kind of makes me mad too. And it's like making me upset because I feel like, again, like I hate people like that are just not reliable and that, you know, I'm there for them, but you're not there for me type situation. So it is what it is. Like, I'm just over it. Like, I'm that person. Like I said, I will send you one text to check in on you and try to reach out. But if I don't hear back from you, I'm not going to keep reaching out. So it is what it is. Like, that's where I'm at right now. I don't have time for it. Like, feel like the last 2 days have been pure hell. I have no outlet. I can't talk to anybody about it. And it's kind of hard to want to work when I feel like this. And I don't know what to do. I don't. I'm just like, and it, like I said, it doesn't help that we're all like quarantined to the house, because that just makes your depression and your anxiety so bad. Like, looking at these four walls does not help my depression. It just makes it way, way worse. Because I don't want to be like, I don't want to be here being depressed. And again, guys, I feel so bad. Like, every time I'm like venting, or every time I'm sad, I come to you guys and I'm like, the last 2 days I've been crying my eyes out when I do these episodes, and I feel bad about it. But in the same time, I feel like I'm helping other people, because I know someone out there can relate, because they're just as depressed as me, or they're going through the same mental health thing. It's been hard, because, you know, when I'm around like other people, I try to cover it up. Like, I'm fine, I'm good, I'm fine, when I know that I'm really not. You know, it's tough. Like, I don't know. I just, like, want to get to a place where it just feels better. Like, but I don't feel like I'm going to get there, because I just don't know what to do. I don't. It's like been a tough 2 days of like trying to figure it out, and I don't know what to do. Like, I'm just like, what do I do? What do I do? I don't know. Like, I just hate feeling like this. I really do. I don't know, guys. Like, I don't know. Sometimes it's like, I wish that I was like normal, and like, I didn't even have to like, you know, deal with like the anxiety and the depression. And like, I wish it wasn't such a big part of me, because, you know, some people can like deal with you when you're like this, and some people just can't. And you know, you can't blame them. Like, some people just don't know how to deal with like people like us. I feel like because they've never been there, so they just don't know what to say or what to do. And that's completely, you know, normal. But I don't know. It's been tough. It's just been a tough, like, 2 days. Like, and, like, no, I'm not, like, suicidal or anything crazy like that. I'm not going to kill myself or do anything crazy. But it's just, I'm just sad, and I'm just trying to figure it out. Like, it's so crazy because, sorry, guys. I have to take a deep breath every time because I got to calm myself down. But, and my mom kept saying, like, well, why do you, yesterday she was like, well, I noticed you were depressed. She's like, why are you depressed? I'm like, Mom, I do this. It's hard to explain, because I don't honestly know why I feel sad. I don't honestly know why I feel the way I do. It's like, I have a great life. I have a great job. I have a great, amazing daughter. I have a great family. So, you know, I have everything. You know, I have a car, house, everything surrounding me that, you know, that should make me happy. But yet, I'm still not there with the happiness, you know. And I'm still trying to, like, figure it out. You know, I really feel like it's hard dealing with a mental illness. It's hard dealing with depression and anxiety. And it's hard because the medication that I was taking, it wasn't doing anything for me. Like, it literally just stopped working. Like, I was on that medication for like maybe a year or two, and it just stopped working. It just wasn't doing anything. And so that's why I'm in the process of seeing the psychiatrist next month, because I need more medication, something different. So I don't know what to do, but I don't know, guys. Like, I feel bad for doing this podcast episode or whatever, but then at the same time, like, I feel like I want to help you guys, because it's like what I should be doing. I need to be helping everybody I can out there. Like, I need to be, you know, I want everyone to just stay strong. It's tough, but, you know, we get through it. Even if it doesn't seem like you're going to get through it now, like, eventually, you know, it gets better at some point. I don't know. I just, like, I don't know. And I think, like, I'm just hurt by a lot of things. And it's like, I don't know how to deal with it. Like, the hurt, like, this healing process has truly been, it's been hell, because I know healing is not easy, and it's been hard. Like, it's been nothing like what I imagined it would be. Like, it's like for the first time in my life, I'm actually taking time for me. I'm actually focusing on me, and I'm actually, like, really sitting in all this emotion. I'm just sitting in it, and I'm not used to, like, doing that. I'm not used to just sitting in my emotions. Like, usually after a breakup or after something bad happens, I just go, whatever. But this is, like, the first time, like, my therapist is like, no, you gotta take accountability. You gotta sit in those emotions. It's okay to cry, Sherelle. It's okay to feel. And you gotta just focus on you. And that's been, like, the tough part. Because the more I focus on me and the more I heal, it's like, oh, I cry all the time. I'm emotional. And, like, I don't know, like, it's like I'm supposed to sit in all these emotions, but I honestly do not want to sit in them anymore, because it's not really helping. It's just, it's been tough. And I know throughout this process, I'm going to cry, I'm going to feel things that I really don't want to feel, but I know that this process, I just have to go through it. You know, I have to go through it. Yeah, so I don't know. Even though it's tough and even though it's hard, I just have to keep feeling all these emotions. I just have to keep, you know, really just allowing myself to heal in that way. You know, but it's hard, because I think throughout the healing process, my trust for people is just kind of like zero. Like, I don't trust anybody. I don't really like anybody new in my space, because I don't know what people's intentions are, you know? And even though they come off like good people, it doesn't mean that they are. So that's been, like, the hard part. Like, I literally, it's been tough. It's just been really tough. I don't know. It's been really, Jesus Christ. I don't know, guys. It's just been tough. And yet again, my internet keeps going out, so I can't get no work done. I don't know how I'm going to make phone calls to anybody today again. Like, literally Friday, like I said, I did nothing, and I can't do nothing now because the computer keeps cutting off. Like, where is Comcast? Like, Wednesday needs to hurry up, because I cannot keep doing this. So, yeah, I don't know, guys. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen next for me. I don't know anything at this point. I just know that I'm still healing, and I'm trying to hang in there. I'm trying not to be depressed, trying not to be sad, but it's just, it's happening, unfortunately. But, yeah, I don't know. If anything, like, being in the house, though, and, like, going to therapy and everything that I've been through in the last, like, 2 or 3 weeks has kind of taught me that I just want to, like, I really, really need to just love on myself. I really need to just put me first. I really need to just block out all distractions and things that are really, like, bothering me, and just focus solely on me, and just sit. And if I have to sit in this emotion, I have to cry, then I just have to cry, but I have to allow myself to heal that way, and that's how I have to heal, you know. But That's why I said it's just all about focusing on me. I would say going out more, but I can't do that with the virus right now. But once the virus clears up, which hopefully it will clear up sooner than we think, you know, I can get out the house more and just focus on being a good mom and focus on the things that I need to do and not, like, any outside distractions, you know. I'm just kind of making that vow to myself to just, like, not really... Like I told you guys yesterday, to not date, to not really do anything, and just focus on me fully, you know. I don't know. And I feel like I told you guys about the guy that I was liking. I know I talk about this in every episode, whatever. It is what it is. Just listen. You know, I feel like he was a great, I feel like he's a sweetheart. He's a great guy. But I also feel like, you know, I think I'm just gonna cut contact with him because I feel like that's the best thing for me to do. I mean, it's not to be like shady or anything like that, but it's just like in this healing time, you know, not everybody can be a part of your healing process. And I feel like he is a sweet guy. He was really sweet and, you know, he was understanding when he met me. He was just a sweetheart, you know, he's a good person and everything. And I think he has a good heart, or at least, you know, that's how he came off. He has a good heart, and, you know, he was like, oh, I want to be here for you through your healing process, but I don't know. I just think that the best thing for me to do, like, I did reach out to him today, and I was like, oh, I hope you had a good weekend, blah, blah, blah. But I was like, you know what, Sherelle, you just need to just focus on you. I need to really just, I think the best thing for my healing is to just cut off, like, all the dead weight, cut off everything, like, and just start fresh. I feel like I just need to start fresh and get away from all the negativity and just focus on me. And that's what I plan on doing. I'm just going to focus on Sherelle and nothing else. I mean, that's all I can do right now to get through this depression because I don't know what else to do. Because I really was catching, like I said, I was really catching myself liking him a whole lot. And I could feel myself, like, getting a little bit, like, attached to the point of, like, oh, well, he's a sweetheart. Oh, my God, you know. But I also feel like, you know, he was just kind of, I think I was kind of getting a little bit attached because the way me and him were talking. And he was like, oh, I want to be here for you and blah, blah, blah. And I want to hang out with you more once this virus thing is over. And I was really like, oh, cool, I'll get to know him and blah, blah, blah. And we'll see what happens down the line or whatever. But then it was like, I don't know. And then I'm sitting here questioning, what if everything he said was just talk? What if no action was really behind that? And what if he really isn't who he, you know, says he is? I mean, I hate to say that, but that's the vibe I'm starting to get now, you know, because... I mean, like I said, honestly, I mean, because I didn't really talk to him all weekend anyway. And then I was like, okay, well, let me just be nice. So, you know how you're, like, just trying to be nice to somebody. So, you reach out and you're like, hey, I hope you had a good weekend, blah, blah. Hope everything's good with you. But I was trying to be nice. But, I don't know. But at the same token, I was just like, after I sent that text, I was just like, you know what? I think the best thing for me to do it's just to pull away from that situation, never reach out again, and just move on with my life. Because I feel like he is who he is, and I am who I am. And I'm just not in a space to be like, yeah, let's do this right now. I don't want to be in that space right now. I don't want to put myself in these situations, you know. I mean, granted, I love having friends. I mean, I love when people want to be friends. I mean, I love making new friends and stuff like that. But I feel like this healing process has to be about me. If I keep making the healing process about everybody else around me, then I'm not healing. So throughout this healing process, I need to focus on me and in order to come out stronger. I can't focus on the guy next door or my friends or anybody else. Like, this is about Sherelle. And so in order for me to heal and be fully, fully focused on my healing, I've got to, like, cut all outside distractions off and just focus on me. So that's what I'm going to do, guys. From here on out, I'm just going to focus on Sherelle. And I'm going to put me first. And I'm so sorry I keep talking about this guy every day with you guys. I apologize. It's not to, like, be, like, annoying. I'm not trying to annoy you. It's just that, you know, I felt like to a certain extent he wanted to come in and, like, be like, oh, a part of my healing process and be like, oh, I want to be here for you. But I'm learning now that in order for me to heal, I only can make myself a part of the healing process because I can't have outside distractions. So the best thing for me to do is just focus solely on me and not any outside distractions. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to just focus on me and try not to let this depression bring me down. That's all I can do. And hopefully everything works out for me. I don't know. I know one thing. I'm tired of feeling like this. I'm tired of crying and feeling like I don't have that outlet. So, I don't know, guys. I hope everyone dealing with mental illness who listen to this podcast, I hope you guys are good. I hope you are taking care of yourselves. And if you are in my shoes and you're just super depressed, crying a lot, have anxiety, just we can do it. We can push through. And for all the women out there listening, always put yourself first. You know, we go through breakups. We go through things. We might be single mothers. You might have kids. Might be married. Whatever. Just learn to put you first sometimes. You know, think about you sometimes and not everybody else around you. And if you're out there like me and you just got to have a bad breakup, focus on you for a while. Enjoy you. Love you. And, you know, that's something that is kind of tough for me sometimes because I'm like, oh, you know, I want to just see what else is out there. But at the same time, like, you know, with Sherelle, you got to heal yourself. Because if I'm not healed, then I can't take that unhealing into a new relationship. So it's important for me, even if I have to be single for a year or two or whatever, just to get that healing back. So I think this is like a long time coming for me because I think I've needed this for a while just to be single, just to focus on Sherelle. And I haven't done that. So I don't know. But yeah. I want to put my phone on do not disturb, but I feel like if I do that and I'm working from home, I can't really do that because then when somebody calls me back, it's going to be like, we can't get through. But you know, I just want to take some time for me. I want to spend the rest of this week focusing on me. And I feel like if my phone is on, like, if my phone is not on do not disturb, then everybody's going to be contacting me and I just need a break from everybody right now. So I think that's what I'm going to do. Put my phone on do not disturb and just focus on myself the rest of this week. And there's the people that I want to talk to, I'll just put them like, okay, let them through. But which probably just be my parents and my aunt probably. But all right, guys, I'm overdoing it. I need to get to work and try to see if my computer can work so I can call these people. Thanks for listening. I apologize for like the last 2 days of me doing this podcast and crying and just, but it's just me trying to heal. And I mean, so if I talk about something every day, don't get offended. Don't get mad at me and go, oh, Lord, she's talking about the same thing again. Because, like I said, this podcast is a no judgment zone. And not only that, if I talk about the same thing, it's because I'm trying to just push through and vent about it and just get it out of my system. So with that being said, I'm going to get back to work. Peace and love, guys. I have got to go.